is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clack.
Boy, in the 34 years I've lived in Willits, raising my children, now my grandchildren, I've never felt such an extended community outpouring of love, sadness, deep grief, exultant joy. You know, as the Hawaiian healing chant goes, ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono, ho'opono, ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. The generosity of everyone exploded at the Shaanikee pub, with everyone donating themselves for the well-being of the others less fortunate. Bands, they all donated their time. A quilt was presented for an auction, and 75% of the pub's receipts went to NCO, the North Coast, opportunities to aid those who have been stricken. Pick and pull, Bug Guts, Shindig, The Shids, Ray Hawkins. Oh, I could go on. They all donated their talent and energy. It's a completely amazing. That was at the pub last Friday night. Well, and how can I forget the incredible, pulsing, dancing, the feeling of community celebration at the Grange Saturday night when KLLG celebrated its first anniversary. Wow, you know, I think my wife and I really need to get out more often. I had such a good time. I mean, even she had a good time. Woo! Hey, you know, the joy of sharing the smiles and the incredible dancing, the great food. How we need this. We need a lot more of this, too. But I have to say, Tumble Down House, they certainly did. Wow, I couldn't believe it. And just when I thought I couldn't dig the scene anymore, bang! On comes the dirt floor. Jeez. They take off with a frenzy of loving, dancing shapes whirling. Oh, they whirled us on out. I swear, I was out of there. Woo! I have to say my deepest gratitude from KLLG for everyone's energy, donation of goods and selves. Over $8,000 was raised. That's allowing for the purchase, finally, of an emergency generator. You know, with the cell towers down here in Willits, KLLG proved its vitality for this community by having a 24-hour update on fires. Hats off to Liam. He manned the microphone all that time. But keeping the community in touch with itself is at the core of hometown radio. Imagine this is a reliable emergency center for Little Lake Valley. So, now we can go forward, for example, with station development and a emergency prepared plan. Some of this money can go through, guess what? Streaming us on the web. Can you imagine that? Whoa, that gives me the creeps. Yippee. I'd really like to be on the web streaming. Stop it, Greg. Hold on. Okay.
Assuming that we have access to the web, which we didn't for a few days.
That's true, yes. But we're thinking ahead better times, right? So, you know, in view of KLLG's many, many expenses and needs, KLLG is still donating $500 toward the Community Foundation Fire Relief Fund, which, hey, I love this. The outpouring of giving is just, It's expanding my heart, I have to say. Thank you again for your overwhelming support. You know, I love doing this Bipolar Express, you know. Lanny Kotler got me into this over a year ago, and I'm glad he did. And, you know, you can volunteer just like me. Ah, yes, you can, Madge. Woo. I know she's very busy. None of us are, though. Oh, no. Okay. There's an excuse for everything we don't.
Yes.
But anyway, so you can become a member, you can become an underwriter, a programmer, an engineer like Derek. Well, he is. He brings his own stuff in here, too. Woo! Hey, you could bring in a pizza. Why not? I would love that. It's your living room. www.kllg.org or call 459-KLLG. Find out what you can do. This is Greg Schindel, trained singer. We're riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits. And before I go too far, Greg, yes, train? We're not alone in the studio. Oh, yes, well, there's Derek. He's our engineer.
Hi, Derek.
Howdy.
See, he's here. And our special guest today, Willits' own Madge Strong. Hi, Madge.
Hi, Greg.
There she is. She's got a big smile on her face. Ooh. I'm probably embarrassing you, but no. She said no.
No, you could go farther.
Let's hope we can this time. Yeah, I'm anxious to find out who this woman is and share some of her music with us. But first, what? Yes, train, what's up with the skunk? Well, there's one more pumpkin train ride before Halloween, and that is this Sunday. Yeah, October the 29th. Lots of fun. Hot cider, pumpkin pie from Kemmy's, cookies, and a goodie bag. Wow. Music on this last ride will be the singing conductor, Malachi. Woo! He'll sing you all the way out to Clear Mill, where the creepy ghosts and skeletons and zombies have their camp. Now, they won't be there during the day, so everyone kind of disembarks the train, and they can choose a pumpkin to take home with them. Oh, boy, I can hardly wait to hear about what fun they had. But I have to sing this song one more time. Now the pumpkin train's coming, here close at hand. Hear those goblins groaning and moaning across the land. Get on board, a little zombies, get on board. Get on board, little werewolves. Ah, there's boom, boom, many more. Skeletons are coming round the curve, screaming and yelling and flying, shaking every nerve. Get on board, our little zombies, get on board. Ah, come on, get on board, little werewolves. Oh, a room for many more. House is open. Won't you come on in? There's spiders and worms and skeletons that'll make your eyeballs spin. Get on board, my little zombies, get on board. Get on board, little werewolves, for there's room for many more. Monster Mash is playing. The vampires take a chance. Hop aboard the pumpkin train so they can join the dance. Get on board, my little zombies, get on board. Come on, get on board, little werewolves. Come on, come on, come on, little pirates, little princesses. Oh, come on, you little fairies. Oh, how cute are you, little dinosaur? A room for many more. We'll be right back. oh boy, come on, last chance to ride the pumpkin train, woo! Hey, also, attention elves, or people that would like to be an elf, great opportunity for cosplay and get paid at the same time. Elves of all ages are being sought for our Christmas train. And you must be this year at least 18 years or older. And I love them at all ages. They're hard workers, hard-working elves. They want to have fun with these families on the Christmas train. Please come down to the Willits Depot and pick up your application. Or call 459-1052 for information. This is an annual special ride, and it's an opportunity for people to have fun and get a seasonal job to boot. So come and be part of this particular thing. I'd like to say at this time, for over 100 years, the California Western Railroad has attracted thousands of tourists from around the world to the Willits community. Passengers can get off the beaten path and experience an historical train ride into the coastal redwoods and Noyo River Canyon. Local residents can take advantage of the Skunk Train's generous locals discount on any day, any trip. Check the Skunk schedule at skunktrain.com or call 907-964-6371, that's Fort Bragg, or 707-459-1052. Again, skunktrain.com or call 964-6371 or 459-1052. You know, I have to say, last night, I had another hen. Got grabbed right through the fence. They killed it, but they couldn't retrieve it through the mesh. It was just horrible. I heard that first attack, and I drove them off with my shotgun blast. Well, they came back. And how this could happen, I just don't know. You know, chickens really aren't the smartest critters out there. Hey, I'm down to 3 Easter eggers and a big barred rock rooster. I didn't hear the bells or anything this time. And, you know, in view of the overwhelming tragedy that has hit so many of us due to this fire, and something like another dead chicken, well, it's just enough to make me lose my mind. Well, what's left of it anyway? You're speaking for yourself, Greg. I know. But I know that these community events that we've been talking about, they help the healing process. But I have to say, we need more assistance. One of the things I try to do is not think about it. Just have to stretch a little, take another look, to know your way around you like an open book. You just have to stretch a little and take another look, and know your way around you like an open book. Don't mind your mind, don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Whoa. You have ideas to take her? Do you know your part? And when you're close together, you can feel her heart. Now. You have ideas to take her? Do you know your part? And when you're close together, you can feel her heart. But don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Whoa, don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Yeah, woo. Papi da 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 da. I don't mind my mind for long periods of time. But it's easier to sing, easier sung than done, isn't that right? Well, okay. You know, in the words of Sheriff Tom Allman, a huge part of the rebuilding process will be the mental health of our county. The fires will soon be completely out. The lumber will soon be delivered to start rebuilding the structures in our county. We'll once again try to return to some sense of normalcy. And as we do, please do your part. Offer to help a victim. Stop by the Redwood Valley Fire Station and hug a firefighter. And please, please think about next year's fire preparedness. 100 feet of defensible space must be discussed. And to our entire county, please, please, please consider voting yes on Measure B. We needed improved mental health services long before this fire started, and now the need, it's stronger than ever before. Ballots have been mailed out for most of the county. Measure B is the only initiative on the ballot. It should take only 2 or 3 minutes to complete this process. Please vote yes on Measure B for better mental health. Together, we will get through this. Now, I will say at this time that opinions expressed on the Bipolar Express, I imagine myself or even Derek, if he ever says something, do not necessarily represent the point of view of KLLG. I'm a very opinionated person, as you well know. Hey, speak for yourself, Greg. Well, train, okay, or whatever. But hey, one way to transcend all this mental disturbing space that I'm in, I like to sing songs, but I like to sing that song maybe a little bit later, because I want to hear more and more of Madge Strong. She's sitting there biting her nails saying, when's he going to stop? You know what? That's fine. Well, that's fine for the family. Now, what if, I was speaking of that chicken, by the way. What if I hang a dead chicken next to the chicken house and then have a floodlight, you know, trained on it? And when I hear the attached bells, I turn on the light, grab the shotgun, and Well, see, Greggy, I hate to say it. I love those little wild critters, you know. You know, Lew Welch, the poet, said, he who chooses for the chicken gives bounty to the bobcat. So you got to keep that in mind. But it sure is a hard thing to do. Anyway, I'm moving right along. This is KLLG LP 97.9, Willits, California. Greg Schindel, train singer, riding on the pee-pee-looing spruce. Did you really say that? Yes. But here we have, in the studio, again. No, not again. I just introduced her. Notice she's still here. She's very patient. Yeah, you know, be patient or be a patient. Right. So this is Madge Strong. Hello, Madge Strong again.
Hello, Greg again. Oh.
See, my first memory of Madge is at the annual community sing at the Mormon Church, which, by the way, will be held on December 10th this year. The music begins at 6 o'clock, and I'll tell you, it's a multi-flavored mix of seasonal Christmas music, to say the least. So, I've since seen her perform with the Emmendahl Choir and various combinations of musical singers and musicians. She also performs solo. And I've got 2 of her CDs. We got some in here, too, so I get to play some of that. So, Madge, I know you wear many hats in this community and have for many, many years. You've been doing so many things. But at this moment, before we get into something like, let's just kind of stick with the music part of who you are. Keep it simple. I'll ask you right off the bat, What got you inspired to play music and perform, and how long have you done this?
I was raised in a musical family, I'm happy to say. That really helps a whole lot. My mom played piano and sang, and we sang with her, and then my dad played accordion and harmonica.
Whoa!
And very different styles. My mom was more classical-oriented, and my dad was more folky. And between the two of them, we all, actually, 3 out of the 4 kids play music still.
Wow.
So we took it and ran with it. And then my daughter is also a musician, and my brother's kids are musicians, and so we're carrying on the tradition.
You certainly are. It didn't seem like you had not much of a choice, really. I mean, did you?
Well, of course you do. And I know that I took piano lessons as a child and didn't really choose to continue piano. I think the old school teachers kind of scared you out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
To some extent. And so it was when I got into playing in the school orchestra, and then when I picked up the guitar in college and realized I could make my own music, that
wow.
was...
Wow. Did you perform in, like, quote, coffee houses and clubs?
Yeah, occasionally, yeah. not too often, but yeah.
I can remember getting together with young ones when I first started. We just, after school or after whatever, we'd just get together and drink Coke or whatever. And
yeah.
We weren't smoking or anything like that, but we sure did like folk music at the time. Well, I want to go songwriting. I know you sing other people's stuff or other artists, but what I'm curious to know how other songwriters come up with their inspiration. What inspires you and makes you know that this is a song?
I'm sure that there's a lot of rejects along the way. So, yeah, I don't always know whether something's a song or not. But in the course of life, you kind of run into a phrase or a whole sentence that just feels really right to you. And often, in order to sort of internalize that, I put a melody to it. And so that's one of the ways that my songs get born. And one song was born out of a dream that I happened to be able to remember in the morning. But it's quite often just something that I want to internalize, and therefore instead of poetry is nice for a lot of people, but for me that doesn't stick. But if as soon as I put a tune to it, it sticks.
Ha! Huh. I hear that loud and clear.
I've made songs out of other people's poems occasionally.
That's a real gift. Yeah. They must be flattered. I think I've done that a couple of times myself. I never tell them that I did it. No, I'm kidding. No. So some of your music, especially the second album, the Songs and Chants, there's this feeling of something greater, a greater being. You must consider yourself a spiritual person, would you say?
I think music is my religion.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I reach out to something greater with the music.
Yeah, I do consider that very spiritual.
I've also... know that you have a very strong feminine voice, not only as a singer, but as a spokesman for being a woman, I would say. Mm-hmm. And actually, I want you to know, if someone doesn't know, Madge is also a member of the city council here in Willits. So she's involved in politics, and if you're going to get involved with politics, you have to have a certain toughness to you. Mm-hmm. Your skin kind of gets a little... thick after a while, and it must be a challenge for you, or actually a release for you to sing after grueling some grueling.
Yeah, I feel like if it weren't for music, it would be real hard for me to be in politics, because this keeps my sanity and my spirit rejuvenated and fed and positive. So, you know, if I only did politics, I would probably have burnt out many years ago. But the music keeps it a balance.
Keep that music. Keep it. You can't help it. So I would like to actually at this time play a cutoff Madge Strong Songs and Chants. And this is a woman sings. And it just really kind of makes you feel like, wow, woman. This is called Woman Sings.
Woman feels like crying, but she sings. Oh, woman feels like crying, but she sings. Oh, woman feels like crying, so much pain and so much dying. Oh, woman feels like crying, but she sings. For the children, for the world, she sings. For the children, for the world, she sings. For the children, for the world, for the voices still unheard. A woman feels like crying, but she sings. And her sisters make her strong, they sing. Her sisters make her strong, they sing. Her sisters make her strong, and together weave their song. Her sisters make her strong, they sing. A woman feels like crying, but she sings. A woman feels like crying, but she sings. A woman feels like crying, so much pain and so much dying. A woman feels like crying, but she sings.
You know, wow. I'm sure glad that that you as a woman sing when you feel like crying. I hope you sing when you feel like laughing too, and I'm sure you do. Yeah,
this world makes us feel a lot like crying very often these days, and that's why I really need the music a lot.
Madge and I, you know, we had no idea really what we were going to do today. I've spoken to her several times. She gave me a call and said, I'm coming in. So, but I think it would really be kind of cool if you could play something live for us right now. She has her guitar in her hand.
Okay.
So here's Matt Strong live in the studio of KLLG 97.9 FM, Willits, California.
Okay. Yeah, this song, I wrote it on the way to the coast one day, and it was a gorgeous day. And, you know, at the same time that we have all this pain and suffering in the world, we also have this incredible beauty around us. So this song was about that. On a knockout beautiful day, it almost takes my breath away. The blue skies demand it, but my heart can barely stand it. Look across the land and see, but it's not just the pretty scenery or the sunlight on the greenery. 'Cause even when it's snowing or the rain and wind are blowing, I still feel this ecstasy. A chance in a million from the start, on the stage of life to have my part. Though I'm not the leading lady, I like to think that maybe I've got a few important lines to say. Sometimes it's a tragedy, and sometimes it's a comedy. But laughing or crying, there just is no denying I'm lucky to be in the play. Do 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 do. A chance in a million from the start, on the stage of life to have my part. Though I'm not the leading lady, I like to think that maybe I've got a few important lines to say. Sometimes it's a tragedy, and sometimes it's a comedy. But laughing or crying, there just is no denying I'm lucky to be in the play. I feel so lucky to be in the play. Oh yes, we're lucky to be in the play.
Oh, that's really nice. Do you just, this is a brand new song?
This is actually a relatively old song. Oh. It's on my older CD, my first CD.
Whoa.
And after I wrote the song, I realized that I cribbed the melody, at least partly, and which is another way to write songs. You know, take some familiar melody and then just morph it a little bit, and pretty soon you got a brand new thing. So if you want to recognize that tune, it's...
It does sound familiar, but
show
delightfully.
Show me the way to go home. It's a little different.
You morphed it enough. I don't think anybody's going to go after you for any rights or royalties or anything.
And besides,
like that.
that's an old song.
So just a little, let's do a little more of this music. Is there another cut off your CD or another live song you'd like to do for us?
Well,
this is a great opportunity, Madge. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, it being autumn and really hoping for some more rain, I think we should do Autumn Tide. And I could do it live, but Lauren Hertz O'Brien did such a beautiful flute job on my CD of it that I think we should play that version because it's just lovely.
Lauren
Hertz O'Brien. Who's a local boy. He's back east. But he just graduated from high school, I think, a year ago.
Oh, my God.
Incredible flutist.
Really. Yeah, we're raving about you, Lauren.
Beautiful.
We are. Hope your mom hears this.
So that's on here.
Number 8, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Number 8 on
Autumn.
Matt Strong's Songs and Chants.
Oh, and I might as well, while we're getting ready to cue that up, is that my two CDs are both available from me.
From Matt. There you go.
but not really anywhere else. So give me a phone call. I'm at 459-1493. Or you could email me at mstrong@willitsonline.com. And I'd be happy to send a CD your way.
So do you carry CDs with you when you perform? Because someone might want to come right up to you right there.
I will do that.
Yeah, do that. You'd be surprised when they come out of nowhere. Suddenly you've sold 3 CDs and you go, oh, then I can go out to dinner. I don't like that. Well, so let's hear this.
Autumn Tide.
Autumn Tide with Lauren. And there's other singers. Is that just you?
I think I did my own harmony on that one. That one I wrote while looking out the window on a windy but not rainy night, wanting the rain, back in the fourth year of the drought.
Well, here we go.
Autumn tide is here, and the rain, it must be near. Time for earth's renewal under winter's cloak. Each evening the shadows stretch and deepen, while the night owl watches from a valley hole. And the rustling of the trees, leaves trembling in the breeze, soon they will turn gold and let go their hold. Seasons and the days of summer sunshine fade away, and the memories flood in, the dreams that might have been. Yet I'm thankful for the love that has come my way. Summer sunshine fade away, and I'm thankful.
yes, I'm thankful for the autumn of my days.
All right, hey, Madge, so it is a magical song for this time of year. What do you think? Is that one of your best songs, maybe, or is it timely?
That's like trying to ask somebody who their favorite child is.
Oh, I know.
No, I have a lot of favorite songs, but it is a good one.
It's right up there on the top. Yeah. Well, at this time, we're not going to discard the music avenue of this, but again, Madge, you must have some, quote, pet causes that you devote your time to and energies to and hope to see come to pass. What have we got here?
Well is one of them.
Willits
economic localization. I've been very involved in it for probably close to a dozen years. It's I think 13 years old now. Wow. And I got involved pretty early on. Actually, Jason Bradford, when he came to town about 13 years ago, started that. The energy started coalescing around making our community more self-sufficient, more sustainable. Huh. So Well has been in the thick of that for about 13 years. And we're still going. And we have a board of directors. And we recently, a year ago, we joined with the Willits Environmental Center and shared the space, which is a lovely little kind of house just south of Mariposa Market, mm-hmm. very cozy, and we now share that space with five groups. So, Willits Environmental Center, the Eel River Recovery Project, the Mendocino Wildlife Association, and Social, Environmental, and Indigenous Justice, which used to be SOLVE, but has morphed into this more of an Indigenous and environmental justice movement. So we collaborate because all of our issues are kind of interwoven. And we're going to be celebrating our first anniversary in that lovely space Boop-bing. On November 5th.
Oh.
So everyone's invited. We'll be...
Is that a Sunday?
It's a Sunday from 4 to 7. We'll have food. We'll have some entertainment. It's free. And they'll give short little introductions to the groups. And meet a lot of wonderful people there, and should be a really wonderful little late afternoon on November 5th at the Willits Environmental Hub, or just the Willits Hub for short.
Hub. Huh. Are you going to be playing that day?
I am going to play. Ah. I'm going to probably lead a couple sing-alongs.
Oh.
And Just Enough, our lovely local trio, they're going to play.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, they're very good. You're invited if you'd like to come and sing a couple
we'll
songs.
See what happens. God knows.
So that's an ongoing cause of mine, and I really enjoy the people I work with and the community, you know, really trying to make our community stronger and more resilient.
Wow.
And then I'm on city council, and that's somewhat of a labor of love, but because... Again,
it's city business.
It's trying to help our city survive post-bypass, which is not easy. And we have a lot of turnover in our key personnel right now, not due to them wanting to leave, but just health issues and life changes. So we're facing a lot of challenges.
Yeah, there's a whole new industry emerging around here. The cannabis thing is making its... Making itself known just in time for this legalization thing to come in.
So. Yeah. I worked on that, the whole ordinance for the city to be able to start allowing these things legally.
Legal jobs.
Legitimate businesses. And by the way, it reminds me that there was just in today's paper a thing about a fire that was started because of manufacturing thing out at in Brook Trails. And every time this happens, somebody comes to me and says, you want to allow this in the city and have fires? And I said, the whole point of making it legal
is
you can regulate it and do it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the illegals that get us into trouble. So that's really a step forward to make this a legal industry. And I think it'll help us economically. And
it will. It certainly has to.
certainly help the people that need medical cannabis, because that is such a wonder drug. So I hope that we find that this is a benefit for everybody.
I do too. I know there were some folks that still have attitudes, but, you know, people grow out of it, and finally we get so old that we're gone, and a whole new generation of consciousness is coming up now anyway.
Well, a lot of those fears are because of the fact that it's been illegal and there's been crime involved. You know, it's just, so I think we can get over that with a little history behind us.
With a little tax money coming into our infrastructure, enough for a new school bus or a new classroom or a new mental health facility of some sort.
Right. Yes, on Measure B.
Yay.
And I was also going to mention, well, to go sort of back to music, because those are my two big political things as well, and the city. But I direct a women's chorus as well. We are located in Ukiah, but there are some Willits members who go down to Ukiah once a week. And it kind of ties in with the first song that you played of mine, the Women Sings.
Woman Sings.
Because women's voices are very much needed and have not been at the forefront in our, Western history. It's not anything to do with not having men's voices. We want that too. But women have to kind of go a little farther to claim their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so singing together is one of the ways that we do that. I'm also on the board of a group called Women Making Music, and the whole idea of that is it's a twice-a-year camp, and it empowers women to claim their musicality and their voice, even if their voice is not musical, maybe just being willing to speak in public. But it's really, we have to nurture that in ourselves.
Well, even your name says you have a strong voice. Well, I imagine there's something that you'd like to sing for us now in person, or is there another cut off your incredibly wonderful CD?
Thank you.
I like to play that when I'm working in the yard. It's a real nice feeling.
Why don't we...
Over gardening.
Why don't I do... I could do live All We Want, or we could do it off of the CD with the harmonies.
It's up to you. It's totally up to you. It is your show, Madge.
Okay. Gosh. Decisions.
Especially when it's all about you, me, you.
Let's, to take the pressure off me, I'll do it from the CD. So that is number 8. The new Songs and Chants CD.
Like song.
The other, my older CD is called Life's Dance, which is another name of a song on it. And I think they make a nice pair, both CDs.
They do.
What a fine kettle of fish. What a mush, what a mish. Who'd have thought, who'd have wished it would come to this? We see greed on every hand. We see cruelty toward man. We see wars across the land. We see more than we can stand. But don't mope around and cry. Don't complain or wish to die. Don't go to the malls and buy. Now it's time to work and try. For the cure for all our ills is in the power of our wills. Though the wind blows hard and chill, we can climb this mountain still. So let's all take a stand, work together hand in hand. Young and old, woman and man, yellow, red, brown and tan. All we want is to be free. All we're asking for is peace.
what a wonderful idea, Madge. Mm-hmm. Let's hear some. Let's play some more off this. This is just wonderful. Keep this continuing going.
Okay.
What do you say? What's the next cut you'd like to?
Well, another one of my favorite songs, which is because I'm getting older and all of my aunts and uncles and parents have all passed away now. And I think after my last uncle died, I was feeling very wistful about that. Yeah. So this song is called When the Elders Fall. And for those of us in my generation, it really speaks to us. And really, for all of us, we all are moving on.
Mm-hmm. Just passing through, huh?
Yeah.
There we go.
When the elders fall, one by one they are gone. We who are left must carry on. Grandma and Grandpa, Grandpa and Patriarchs and matriarchs of my childhood days, summer vacations with the uncles and the aunts. It seemed they would never change, and they would be there always.
So that featured Lauren Hertz O'Brien again on the flute. So I loved having him record with me. And again, that CD and my previous CD are available from me. And my phone number is Madge Strong at 459-1493. Mm. Or you can email me, mstrong@willitsonline.com. www.chuckchuckchuck.com. And I'd love to have those CDs out there in the world.
Oh, I know. I'd like to have them in the air in the valley. It would be great.
Yeah.
It would be great. So we're at a point now. Well, you want to try that? Pavi Liver Pad.
Oh, sure.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're
totally unrehearsed. Let's do it.
Okay. I don't know all the verses. If I had my paper, I could have sung the verses, but I can do the chorus with you.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of do it in the Spanish.
Can you do the melody? I'll do the harmony on the choruses. So,
okay. 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 What's your tone?
Yeah. Okay.
Queremos paz y libertad en este mundo. Paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo.
Para los niños de todo el mundo queremos paz y libertad. Para los niños de todo el mundo queremos paz y libertad.
Paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo. Paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo.
Ya no más hambre, ya no más guerra, queremos paz en esta tierra. Ya no más hambre, ya no más guerra, queremos paz en esta tierra.
Paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo.
Pobres y los viejitos queremos paz y libertad. Para los pobres y los viejitos queremos paz y libertad.
Paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo. Paz, queremos paz y libertad. Este mundo.
Peace. One more time.
Peace. We all want peace and liberty in this world.
Good.
Peace. We all want peace and liberty in this world.
Yes, I do. When we do, we certainly do. Well, we're having some fun here. You know,
Jose Luis Orozco wrote that song.
Ah, what was it? Who wrote it? Orozco?
Yeah.
Jose
Luis Orozco.
Uh-huh.
I think that's right. And we sang that at the International Peace Day. That was a wonderful event back in September. Yeah.
Well, we got a few minutes here. What do we got here, engineer?
Yeah, about 6 minutes.
6 minutes? Hey, I'd like to do one here.
Good.
As I mentioned earlier, the herd is still there. And here's a song that I mean, it gives my feelings for a young one that passed away, a very close person in my life, and I want to dedicate it to you. Face the other day than a friend, reminding me of you. Snow falling with the rain. So long, old friend. To be remembered is to live forever. Mm-hmm. So in many ways, we can be closer to some of those folks who passed on. So we got a couple of minutes here, Madge. I'll bet we can kind of play this. I'm banging around in here in the studio. Look at that. I just knocked over a table, but Derek caught it, and he's holding on to my guitar as well. So he's a man of many, many, many talents. After riding on this Bipolar Express, I came up with this little song. And you know what we're doing, Madge? We're riding on the Bipolar Express. I said, we're riding on the Bipolar Express. On KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio. KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, California. Na 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 na. Thank you, Matt Strong.
Thank you, Greg.
For coming in here and sharing your life with us and your music with us. And you know what? You can come back anytime.
Okay.
You know, next week, I think we're going to have Twining Time back. They're coming once a month, by the way.
Very nice.
They're taking advantage of the stage. And they will be, remember this, they'll be at the Brick House the second Tuesday in November. But they'll be here before that. So, if anybody's out there and you want to come in on the radio, come on in! I'm here and so is Derek.
Whoa!
Hey, remember you are. Thank you, Skunk Train, for your underwriting support for the Bipolar Express. My goodness gracious. Don't forget the Pumpkin Train one more Sunday. And you elves out there, I know you're there. I've seen you around town. All right.